The Alaska OWL Online with Libraries project celebrated its statewide launch this month. The ambitious undertaking is a three-year, $8.2 million effort to connect all 105 libraries in Alaska to high-speed video conferencing. From Barrow to Dutch Harbor to Ketchikan and throughout the interior, every library will receive assistance. Glenn Cook is the deputy director for the State Division of Libraries, Archives, and Museums. Cook says many libraries in Alaska serve very small populations, but the services are critical. He says the money and the tech support will bring all libraries up to a minimum of 1.5 meg broadband.
So that they will be able to participate from anywhere in the state with educational programs or programs from departments that relate to health or a whole variety of things, to bring them up to a level where they can participate in those programs. They can do distant education and things that will help them improve their lifestyles.
Cook says all libraries will receive hardware upgrades.
It'll vary from a full video center in a separate room for them to ones that would have a video camera on a laptop or something. But depending on the size of the library and their capacity, everybody will have some form of video conferencing capability.
Cook says many libraries in Alaska operate on an all-volunteer or limited-hour schedule, and those that are open for less than 20 hours per week will be eligible for money that will pay for an additional 5 hours per week. He says the Alaska Vocational Technical Center, or AVTEC, will provide training and on-call technical support to library staff. Laura Breeden is with NTIA, the National Telecommunications and Information Administration at the U.S. Department of Commerce. Breeden is the program director for the Public Computing and Sustainable Broadband Adoption Program at NTIA. She says the library usage is rising because of internet access for people who need help from a librarian or don't have online capabilities at home. She says they invested in Alaska communities because of the challenges of access in rural Alaska.
They came to us with a very innovative proposal around multiplexing satellite bandwidth, which was going to make the higher speed service more affordable, even for the libraries who are far away from any kind of ground-based communications line. So we really see this as a winning program in that it's going to reach into the farthest corners of Alaska in ways that are very innovative and cost-effective, and bring all that information that's only available on the internet into the villages and the homes of people who live there.
Breeden says the Alaska Project is one of 230 programs nationwide they supported as part of a $4.7 billion Recovery Act grant. She says extending connectivity helps with the overall expense in rural parts of the state.
More competition will ultimately drive down the cost of some of these services so that in the long run they become more affordable. And I think even in places like Alaska, where the terrain is so difficult and the distances are so large, you're seeing more providers coming in and more people thinking about how to push the infrastructure out to the most remote areas of the state.
Funding is through the State Division of Libraries, the Universal Services Fund, and the Rasmussen Foundation. Jeff Clark is with the Rasmussen Foundation. He says the Family Foundation has always been big supporters of libraries in Alaska, and this project will help drive what he expects will be significant changes in the marketplace over the next 3 years.
We're going to see some new entrants here in Alaska. We're going to see advances in technology. And one of the most important goals, I think, that we all share, all of us who are working in the project, is to develop a sustainability model. And we'll be looking closely over the three-year duration of the project to kind of map what's happening on the competitive basis, what's happening on the technology front. And, of course, we're going to be very interested in the not only the impact, but most importantly, the feedback of communities around the state.
Links to more information is at our website, aprn.org.